Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit at Kananaskis in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received an invitation call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The Prime Minister said that he looks forward to meeting the Canadian Prime Minister at the summit. Talking to reporters in Ottawa, Prime Minister Carney said, "The G7 summit will focus on forging partnerships with emerging and developing nations." He said India should be at the table as the country is one of the largest economies in the world and plays a key role in global supply chains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in the development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula Rail Link Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula rail line project is a symbol of new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
12 hardcore Naxalites carrying a collective reward of more than 1 crore rupees laid down their arms and surrendered before the security forces yesterday in the presence of Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Gadchiroli district of the state. Mr. Fadnavis visited remote Kavande village in the district located on the Maharashtra-Chhattisgarh border, becoming the first chief minister to enter this remote Naxal-affected region. During the visit, 12 dreaded ultras laid down their weapons and surrendered before the Gadchiroli district administration, police and security forces. The chief minister presented them with a copy of the constitution. Talking to reporters on the occasion, the chief minister said those laying down arms want to join the mainstream and be loyal to the country and the constitution. Eid al-Zuha, the festival of sacrifice or Bakhreed, is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The faithful will offer Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In national capital Delhi, main congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over central Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The IMD said rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. On to sports now. In French Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka will lock horns with world number 2 Coco Gauff in the women's singles title clash this evening. Sabalenka of Belarus reached the final, beating Polish player and fifth seed Iga Swiatek, while American Gauff defeated unseeded Louis Bosson of France in the semifinals. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner has set up a title clash with second seed Carlos Alcaraz. Norwegian chess grandmaster Magnus Carlsen has clinched his seventh Norway chess title in Stavanger. The five-time world champion secured the crown after a dramatic final round where American grandmaster Fabiano Caruana defeated star Indian chess player D. Gukesh to grab 3 full points. Defending champion Carlsen ended the tournament with 16 points after drawing against other Indian in the tournament, Arjun Erigaisi, from an unfavorable position. In women's event, Ukraine's Anna Muzeyshuk clinched the title. China's Lei Ting Zhi was second, followed by India's Kuneru Hampi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.